From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. U.S.-backed rebels take a major facility from Islamic militants. A U.S.-backed coalition of rebels in Syria, including Syrian, Kurdish, Arab, and Christian groups, has captured a major dam on the Euphrates River in the north from the Islamic State group. A coalition known as Syria Democratic Forces seized the Tishrin Dam on Saturday as part of its offensive aimed at cutting supply lines between IS strongholds in northern Syria. The Tishrin Dam supplies much of northern Syria with electricity. An SDF spokesman told AP earlier this week that his forces are also trying to cut the supply lines between the Islamic State's de facto capital of Raqqa and the group's stronghold of Manbij in northern Syria. A UN brokered deal to evacuate more than 2,000 Islamic State fighters and other militants from rebel-held suburbs of Damascus Saturday has been delayed after the killing of an insurgent leader. That according to an organization that monitors the Syrian war. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, an independent British-based monitoring group that tracks violence across Syria, says the evacuation from Damascus had been expected to take place early Saturday, but was delayed as there was now no secure territory for the militants to pass through. Buses were due to transport the fighters to Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State in northern Syria. That according to a Lebanese TV station, a Hezbollah TV station, but it fell through after one of the rebel group's leaders, Zahran Alush, through whose territory the convoy had been granted safe passage, was killed in an airstrike on Friday. This is VOA News.